Good afternoon, Daniel, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you very much for your time on a Saturday afternoon. So tell us a little bit about the Bendigo and District Table Tennis Association.
Well, the Table Tennis Association in Bendigo has been going for quite a few years. It actually started in Bendigo before the war, and in a lot of cases it was used as recreation and rehabilitation after the war for the soldiers returning.
Right. But
we've grown from that start into quite a significant large, well, I'd say a medium large facility at the moment.
Yep.
We have about 160 members at the moment. We have 12 tables set up in our purpose-built stadium, which is now of national, bordering on international standard.
Wow.
Equipment.
Fantastic.
So, we're quite a professional organisation at the moment. We play five nights a week and 5 days a week. We're quite an active club as well.
How serious does it get? I mean, for me, from when I say seriousness, I haven't picked up a table tennis. I wouldn't even call them bats. I suppose you still call them bats and a ball for some time.
Actually, the official term is racket.
Oh, but there you go. So, see, I even get the terminology wrong. That's how far back I go. Mine was the recreation reserve at the local caravan park was the last time I reckon I've picked up a racket and a ball. But it's been going for quite some time, as you say. How popular is it amongst Central Victorians at the moment? You said you had 180 members, obviously looking for some more, because I know each deep down inside we've all got a passion for table tennis.
Well, it's certainly one of the major participation sports in the world. If you, like you say, having hit in a caravan park, there's so many people with a table at home in their garage,
yep.
Tables at schools. Whether or not they're playing competition is quite a different matter. But the great thing about table tennis is that you can have two players of about equal standard, and they can have just as much fun and challenge as the top elite players.
So,
it's a great sport that way.
So how young do you start your junior associations?
Well, generally speaking, it's around about seven or okay. something like
yep.
that. And the reason for that is that it's a little bit hard to see the table if your nose doesn't quite get over the top of the table. So it's more a height thing.
Yep.
We do have small junior tables as well, but it's also a confidence thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great sport, able to be played by men and women equally. And they're able to compete against each other quite successfully. So, it's great that way. And it's a non-competition sport. So for those parents that are worried about concussion injuries and things like that, it's not really that sort of a sport.
Now, last week, when we spoke via email as to try and get you on the program last week, you were actually officiating in Melbourne. Tell us about that.
I've been president of Bendigo Table Tennis for coming up now 22 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But as well as playing locally and enjoying our Bendigo club, I'm also an international umpire and a state referee, which means that I can go around and run tournaments
mm-hmm.
And competitions to international standards and rules, and to help them run efficiently. Last Friday, I was the referee for the National Hopes Challenge, which is was six states, players from six states, the junior tackers. So it was our junior players and also the cadets, which are the ones that are even younger than that, coming together, vying to get selected for the National Hopes squad.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, they get to go to International Hopes competitions around the world.
Okay.
Obviously the COVID situation has put some of the international travel in doubt,
mm-hmm.
but there's still Oceania and local regional competitions that those hopes, successful hopes candidates, were able to gain qualifications for. But that that tournament was real. I mean, it's great to be involved in with young players coming through, our future national champions. They had a week camp prior to the competition, and they had six of Australia's top table tennis coaches coaching them. So that's the importance that Table Tennis Australia is putting on our young and upcoming table tennis players. But, yeah, look, it was a great day, absolutely a great day, and it all went well.
Fans.
And then again on the Sunday, I was the referee for the Victorian Open Senior and Para tournament, where Australia's number one and some of the really top class players from Australia were vying for positions and titles, so the Victorian titles, the different age groups, but also vying for positions to be able to get into the Victorian team to represent Victoria in the nationals later in the year. So there was certainly some extremely high-level competition being played. Look, it was a great experience. It was a great day.
I can only imagine, and well done to everyone who got through. Now, Gary, if anyone is interested who might have thought, like me, you know, gone to the Caravan Park and, you know, had a bit of a hit and thought, oh, this isn't too bad at all, and maybe, as you say, got a table at home and they want to take that next step and maybe join the association, how can they do that?
Well, the great thing about Bendigo Table Tennis is that we offer a huge range of capacity. That so if you've not ever played before, played some, want to play competition, we've got three different levels of competition, pennant level competition, and then we've got a number of different social programs for people to come along, meet people, play socially, enjoy it, and stop for morning tea. So we've got all that capacity there. And people can come and join in whatever capacity suits them.
Sure.
But the best way to do that is really just to look online, all lowercase, bendigotabletennis.org.au. And we've also got a Facebook presence, which is Bendigo Table Tennis Facebook. So we're very easy to find.
Yep.
All of those spots have got contact me facilities, so you can get in contact with us easily. And we'd like to meet you so that we can then show you what we've got, what we can offer, and welcome you to the world of table tennis. That's fantastic.
Well, you've almost convinced me, Gary, but as I say, my skill level when it comes to it is, the, as I say, the social one at the Caravan Park. So, but hey, look, there might be the next professional out there. Hey, Gary, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.